jokes that he thinks are good, but they're bad.
They're bad. They're so very bad.
He tells jokes that sound like the ones from your dad.
Something just like the ones from your dad.
Uncomfortable laughter or silence is always a treat.
It's a treat. Such a treat.
After listening to Norm's dad joke of the week.
Ah, yes. The plaintive tones of Like Moe's Steel Drum Band remind us all that it is time for the Norm dad joke of the week.
It's been a while. Months.
Certainly has been.
Months upon months.
Good to have you back.
Upon months.
Norm dad joke of the week.
Yeah, I'm pretty much around all the time.
Snake.
There are four explosive entries with three explosive humans behind those entries. And we're going to start out with one of our own, Greg the Hammer Williams.
Right. I'm always a player in this.
Yeah, you are. Would you like to explain what a dad joke is? For those who just started listening in the last 4 months.
Well, yeah. It's a joke that the teller thinks it's good, but it's bad.
But more so, it's a joke
that
sounds like
the ones from your dad.
Right. Norm is the king of them. Although,
and it leads to uncomfortable laughter and or silence, which is always a treat.
Right. Norm's the king, but he's cut back as of late because I think he realizes that his jokes are bad. And
does
so
he?
I think he does.
You think he's cut back?
I know he's cut back. That's one of the reasons we stopped doing this.
Because we weren't getting anything from Norm?
Right.
Bam! And there aren't enough people around here who can make up for it?
There are, but Norm is a necessity. You always need one Norm. You gotta have one Norm in there.
Do we have one from him today?
Of course we do. A wonderful one. But we'll start with you, Greg. With, we were discussing the band Great White and their lead singer, Jack Russell. Hint, hint. Can't figure out where this is going. And everyone else resisted, but Grego didn't. They have raised more than $70,000 for the family.
That surprises me.
That's pretty damn good for
them.
That's
not bad. That surprises me.
And this is what Jack Russell, who is Great White, has to say.
He's a terrier.
What?
I didn't say that.
What?
I love Dan.
Don't look at me like that.
You kind of did say it. Don't issue it and then come on and say, I didn't say that.
I didn't say it.
I love Danny's, what? It was good.
That's horrible.
I know it is.
You proud of that?
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm not proud of anything I do.
Well, you thought it was good,
but it's bad.
Last Thursday, we had the big discussion of the Passion of the Christ. And soon after that, we had a special guest on, Kelly Milligan. Kelly Milligan is a contestant on, what is it called?
Dream Job.
Dream Job, the ESPN
show.
Where if he wins, he'll get to be a sports center anchor for a year.
And he's not bad. He's actually really good, but I'm afraid that the panel hates him. I get the feeling that they hate him.
Well, if he continues to issue jokes like this, everyone in the world will hate him. Because he's poking fun of the Passion of the Christ with a dirty dad joke.
Oh, no.
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
We're doing real good.
Hey, that was some fascinating and thought-provoking discussion earlier tonight on the Passion of the Christ.
Oh, did you like that?
I did. I'm probably not going to get a chance to see the movie. I'm awfully busy. You know, I don't have a problem with movies showing people being tied up and beaten, but I don't like it when they have religious themes. I kind of prefer leather or a little of that in there.
All right. There we go. Okay.
A little leather or something like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah. A little leather. You're going to beat somebody up, and let's mix in a little leather.
Leather and labia.
Love that religion. Religion, leather, and labia.
Did I say leather?
It's my new book.
Did I say labia?
So cheap.
Weird.
That was very FM whack.
I don't so much mind that. I like it with a little leather. Very.
Did I say labia?
Bad. All right, and now we get to Norm Hitchcock's entry. Norman was talking with his crew, who I believe are named Frito, Jer, and Jim.
Not in that order.
Oh, it's not?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Jim, Frito?
Frito, Jimmy, Jer.
Jer?
Frito, Jimmy.
Jimmy, Frito, Jer.
Oh, okay. And when the Jer part chimed in with a name from the past, a blast from the past, see, Norm, he's cut back, but sometimes his dad joke brain just forces him to say stuff like this.
Jer's going on, too.
I don't remember the guy you're talking about, but I do remember God Sham God, the basketball player.
Yes. Yes, God Sham God. Man, that's a great one. That's a great one to remember. I'd forgotten that.
Jer, what happened to him?
I don't know. I guess one could say his game went to hell, but that, you know.
Boy, that is one that he just couldn't.
I know, he couldn't let it go.
See, that one wasn't that bad because he came up with it pretty quick. He didn't prepare. The ones that I love of Norm are when they're just so telegraphed that you can tell he worked them out the night before.
I think a lot of those are off the cuff.
I think they are off the cuff, too.
I'm sure some of them are thought out, but I think stuff like that, you know, most of them, probably 75-80% of them are just extemporaneous.
You're wrong, Danny.
Yeah, you are.
No, I think you're right, Danny.
Thanks, Kevin.
I think a lot of those are come up with early in the morning between calls to his financial advisor.
Now, I think y'all are both right.
I know this last one was off the cuff. Because you don't need to think about this one for too long. This is when we were discussing Roto-Rooter coming to my home. And the hammer let fly with this.
Oh, another kick in the balls to me, huh?
With this doozy of a joke. Hey, man, what's going on, you know? And he was like, hey, I'm supposed to tell you, and he looks at his hand, lobster claw or baby arm.
You know, working for Roto-Rooter, that's really a crappy job.
So stupid. Boy, was it stupid.
Grego.
I thought that was a pretty good line.
Oh, God.
You couldn't have.
I did. I'm going to stand by that one.
You thought it was good, but it was bad.
I think that's a pretty good line. I don't think anybody's ever made a joke like that.
Oh, no.
Like if they're a plumber or something, by saying, you know, that's a real crappy job.
Never.
I think I came up with that. I don't think anybody's ever done that. I'm a pioneer.
Well, you have that one. You have Grego's Terrier line concerning the human Jack Russell. Kelly Milligan's leather joke. And Norm's hell joke. Michael.
As far as fitting all the true criteria of dad, give me the crappy job.
Hammer?
I'm going to go with Kelly Milligan because he thought about that one.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean,
while he was on hold, he thought about that.
Yeah, or when he was listening, right. He knew he was coming up on the show.
Exactly. So I got to go with that.
You know what? You're exactly right. But I'm going to go with you, Greg, and crappy.
Okay, I figured you would.
I don't know. I really want to go with Norm because I think that Grego's jokes were so bad. I don't think he thought they were good. I think Norm thought his joke was good.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Kelly Milligan.
Ooh, it's a tie.
Mm.
Kevin?
Proving once again that his affinity for the well-crafted dat joke has not gone to hell. Norm.
That's kind of a dad joke there.
Interesting. Interesting.
A dad within a dad.
We could have a three-way tie if Psycho votes for Norm.
So,
have to go with Greg.
You might want to turn your mic on, too,
no,
Psycho.
Just yell louder. Just to bleed over into Danny's
mic. I don't know.
Maybe I should. I have to go with Greg Owen. Crappy job.
Wonderful.
Well.
There is our winner.
The hammer.
Hey, man, what's going on, you know? And he was like, hey, I'm supposed to tell you. And he looks at his hand. Lobster claw or baby arm?
You like that laugh?
You know, working for Roto-Rooter, that's really a crappy job.
Yeah, that's...
So stupid.
Listen to the Corby laugh. Play that again, and then I want you to finish your thought, but listen. It's funny.
Hey, man, what's going on, you know? And he was like, hey, I'm supposed to tell you, and he looks at his hand, listen. Lobster claw or baby arm?
You work for Roto-Rooter, that's really a crappy job.
Fade it down.
It's very crisp.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, I think that transcends Dad. I think Grego is working in the realm of Meshuggah there.
Really?
Yeah. Because he sets it up with, you know, I worked for Roto-Rooter. That's really a crappy job. But we all know he didn't work for Roto-Rooter.
That is very Florida dinner theater circa 1955.
That's very Catskills.
Yeah.
Summer stock.
Well, welcome back, Norm Dad Joke.
Good to have it back.
Congratulations, Hammer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Corby.
Thank you. Hammer. All right, the feds are getting involved in steroids, and they may be getting involved in something else in the realm of sport. We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.